You're listening to Lent and Easter for Kids, a podcast with episodes that only come out around Easter time, especially designed to help you and your family prepare your hearts to celebrate our Saviour Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins and then rose again to life to save us so we can live forever with Him. Is there even a better thing to celebrate? And I am your host from the Word on the Street podcast, Anna Ware. When I travelled to the church in my wedding dress on my wedding day, I was driven in a gorgeous car with a white ribbon on it with my parents. When I arrived, I had so many people greet me and take my photo because I was looking amazing in the dress that my grandmother made. And then I walked into the church through the doors at the back, all eyes on me. Everyone was staring at me as I walked down the aisle, arm in arm with my dad. I was feeling very nervous. I wasn't feeling comfortable with everyone looking at me. What if I tripped? What if I made a fool of myself? I personally don't love being the center of attention with all eyes on me. Do you? How do you like to walk into a room full of people when you first arrive at a function? Do you like to sneak in with no one noticing and go and find some friends? Or do you like to arrive with some friends to make sure you don't arrive first? Maybe you're different and maybe you like to make an entrance. You make a bit of noise when you walk in, you show some excitement and you draw everyone's attention to yourself. Is that you? Maybe you like another way. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling the story of how Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time before he died. Were all eyes on him? Yep. Was it a good, comfortable journey? Maybe. Keep listening to find out.
What do you think?
What is your favourite floor covering? What do you like under your feet in your home? Carpet? Would you like tiles maybe? Or some timber floorboards? What about outside? What do you like? Do you like pavers? Do you like concrete? Bitumen? Grass? Bark? Sand? In the olden days, people didn't often have anything on their floor. Especially if they were poor, they would have dirt floors or stone if they were lucky. Now let me ask you, would you ever lay your clothes on the dirt so that you could walk on something nice? In the Bible times in Israel, when Jesus was alive, it often got cold and they all used to own something special called a cloak. And they would use it in the day as a jacket, a big overcoat to keep themselves warm and it would go over their clothes. And they would also use it at night as a duna to cover themselves up and snuggle into when they were going to sleep. And most people only had one. Some people wouldn't have any. Now, if that was you, would you lay that cloak on the ground for people to walk on? What about a donkey to walk on? I don't think so, if it was me. I think it would have to be a pretty special donkey for me to do that.
Today's story.
When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, many people made their way to Jerusalem for the ceremonial cleansing before the Passover. Everyone kept looking for Jesus, wondering if he was going to come to Jerusalem, hoping that he would, because they had all heard about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead and they wanted to see some more miracles. But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who found out where Jesus was should report it so that they might arrest him. The day after Mary poured perfume on Jesus' feet, a large crowd was in Jerusalem for that Passover and they heard that Jesus was coming for the festival. Jesus told the disciples, "Go into the next village and you'll find there a donkey and her baby, her colt. Untie the two donkeys and bring them to me. If anyone asks you why you're doing this, just say, 'The Lord needs them.' He will at once let you have the donkeys." So God's promise came true. As the prophet Zechariah said hundreds and hundreds of years earlier, "Announce to the people of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on the colt of a donkey." The disciples left. They did exactly what Jesus had told them to do, and they brought the donkey and its colt and laid some clothes on their backs. Then Jesus got on. Often a king would actually ride into town on a donkey like this, and it was a symbol of peace. It's interesting, isn't it? Jesus being the Prince of Peace. As Jesus was riding into town, many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others put down branches which they had cut from trees. The palm branches and clothes spread were a sign of goodness and victory. A king might ride into a city like that after defeating an enemy. There is celebration because Jesus is a king and he is good and he is victorious. He's the winner over sin, isn't he? Some people walked ahead of Jesus and others followed behind. They were all shouting, "Hooray for the Son of David! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hooray for God in heaven above!" When Jesus came to Jerusalem, everyone in the city was excited and asked, "Who can this be?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus of Nazareth." Now there were some Pharisees in the crowd. They didn't like Jesus and they said to him, "Teacher, make your disciples stop shouting." But Jesus answered, "If they keep quiet, these stones will start shouting." Wow, you can't stop a celebration if God wants it to happen, can you? Well, when Jesus came closer and could see Jerusalem, he wept. He actually cried. And he cried and said, "It is too bad that today your people don't know what will bring them peace. Now it is hidden from them." Jesus wept because his people were celebrating him, but they didn't really understand. Because you see, in less than a week, they would turn on him and they would put him to death. Jesus did ride to Jerusalem as a king. He is a king. He is the saving king that the Israelites had been waiting for. Prophecies and prophecies had been predicting Jesus coming. Only the Israelites thought that the saving king would come and save them from the Romans who were controlling them and being mean to them, making them pay lots of money and tax to them. That wasn't part of God's plan. God was saving them from something even more important. God sent Jesus to save them and us from our sins.
Question time!
Question number one. Why did the people lay palm branches and their cloaks on the ground for Jesus, do you think? Question number two. Why do you think Jesus wept for the people who were doing these kind things? Question number three. What would you have done if you were there? Jesus is now in Jerusalem, and in the next episode, we are going to be continuing learning what happens to Jesus while he's in Jerusalem, specifically for Jesus' Last Supper. I look forward to catching you then. Bye. That brings us to the end of this episode, but please don't stop chatting about these things. Keep thinking about everything you've heard in today's episode and keep asking questions and discussing things with your family throughout the week. If you want to discover more episodes and resources about our Saviour Jesus and to learn more about the Bible, please head on over to the wordonthestreetpodcast.com. There is a link in the show notes and you'll also find there a copy of today's Bible passage. I am really looking forward to you joining me again soon.